Welcome to Real Money Radio, the show that focuses on real people, real problems, and real solutions. Here's your host, certified financial planner, David Holland.
All right, welcome back. Got a different program for you, but I think you're going to like it today. We're going to do some reader questions, and these are readers of my local column in the paper. All right, so the question from the reader is, I asked for a second opinion on my investments from a local certified financial planner, also called a CFP, and about the recommendation I use my IRA to get a fixed annuity. My CPA says that I'm wasting a tax shelter. The CFP practitioner says the point of the annuity is less risk to my principal and reliable future income, not tax deferral. And the reader wants to know who's right. So is it a waste of a tax shelter to get an annuity inside your IRA? Or is it okay if you're trying to do something else? So here's my response. They're both right, depending on the circumstances. So there are going to be situations where I'm going to agree with the CPA, and there's going to be situations where I agree with the CFP. So let me walk you through it. IRAs, of course, give you tax deferral. You put your money in, you don't pay tax on the money going in if it's a regular IRA or 401k or something like that. If you're contributing your own money into an IRA that you set up yourself and you take the tax deduction on your tax return, then in effect, that money's gone in pre-tax. What that means is that while you have your IRA, and it's the same with 401ks and things like that, that you don't pay any taxes on the earnings while it's accumulated. Now, when you get out to retirement and you start drawing on the money, then you have to pay tax. And when you take it out, because it was ordinary income that you didn't pay tax on the front end, it's ordinary income tax you pay on whatever you take out of the IRA, including any earnings. Now, if it's a Roth IRA, that's a little different. You don't pay, you don't get the tax deduction on the front end, but you don't have to pay the tax on what you get back, whether it's earnings or your principal. So depending on the type of IRA, there can be different tax treatment. What we're talking about here is an annuity being an investment vehicle inside of an IRA. Well, let's talk about the taxation of annuities. If you put regular money into an annuity, and this has been done for decades, insurance companies didn't create this opportunity. It was done through the tax code. Insurance companies took advantage of this special tax treatment of annuities, and it works like this. You put your money in, it's regular money. You have already paid tax on that money. So you put your money in, and then any gains or interest that are earned aren't taxed while it's inside the annuity. And then when you take money out, you pay tax on the earnings as you draw it. Now, depending on how you draw it, and there's different ways that are a little beyond the scope of my talk today. But when you take money out of the annuity, you're going to pay tax on the earnings. And then when you get to your money, you don't pay tax on it again. When you take it out, it's ordinary income. Now, combine those two. An IRA already has tax deferral. If you use IRA dollars to buy an annuity, you are buying something that's tax deferred with something that's already tax deferred. So the concern that a CPA, and I've heard this for years, that this is part of the reason why I wanted to talk about it. I've been a CPA myself since 1992, so I understand where CPAs are coming from on this point. The point is, if you already got tax deferral, why pay extra for something that gives you tax deferral when you've already got tax deferral? That's logical. And the point there is that if you have to pay extra, so if you are, for example, and this is where the CPA is going to be right in my example from the reader, if you are getting a variable annuity and you're buying it inside your IRA for long-term growth, accumulation, you're going to save it for retirement, and you really are looking for growth, well, you'll probably pay more in fees with a variable annuity and have more limited investment choices with the variable annuity than you would if you were doing a portfolio of no-load funds and exchange-traded funds, even if you hire an advisor or a fee to manage it for you. The variable annuity will probably cost more, and I've done those comparisons myself. So in that example, if there's no incremental benefit or feature you're getting with the annuity, then the CPA is right. You don't need to get the annuity, have any extra fees. And I've had people come in, have a variable annuity, they're paying 3 or 4% a year and don't know it. So my point is that if there is an extra cost, then yes, maybe you are wasting a tax shelter. Now, there are other types of annuities besides variable annuities. There are fixed annuities, fixed index annuities, or fixed annuities and index annuities. And these have other features that may make them attractive, and they also may have low or no cost. When you look at that, then the CFP may be right. So I'll give you an example. Let's say that you are concerned about how the market's going to perform, and you have both IRA as well as non-IRA regular money. And let's say that you are thinking ahead for retirement, and you are thinking, well, you know what? Maybe I should protect some of my money. Well, if you took the IRA money and put it into a fixed annuity or index annuity, both of them protect your principal. It's not invested in the market. So if the market takes a 40 or 50% drop, that IRA money, your retirement money, is not going to take a hit. Well, that's a significant feature and benefit that has nothing to do with the tax shelter. You're not getting or choosing that fixed annuity or index annuity, again, both of which that protect your principal. You're not getting it for the tax shelter. You're getting it for another reason. Now, many of them have, like I said, lower fees or no fee. So if you are taking IRA money, planning ahead for your retirement, you're thinking about retirement, you are in the retirement zone where you need to make some smart choices. Maybe you're concerned, appropriately so, during volatile times that the market's going to take a hit and it's going to mess up your plans for retirement, then you're not wasting a tax shelter. And I agree with the CFP and the reader's question that you're not wasting a tax shelter by getting the annuity with the IRA dollars, because you're doing it for reasons that have nothing to do with tax deferral. Now, to be fair and balanced about the reader's question, one of the other things that the reader put in the question when he asked it was that the CFP had also recommended doing some no-load funds, exchange-traded funds, had proposed to manage that for him for a fee for his other money. This particular person had both qualified IRA-type money and non-qualified regular money. So the CFP had recommended, take your IRA, do the fixed annuity with it. It'll give you protection of your principal and give you a guarantee of income in the future when you're ready to start drawing on it for retirement. And then the other money, the non-qualified money, and it was about 50-50, that other money was going to be invested more aggressively. It was going to stay in the market. So when you look at it overall, where's the harm? Where's the wasting of a tax shelter in having some of the money be in an IRA and in a fixed annuity and the other part be in something more aggressive? I think given the volatility of the market, especially if you're closer or even already in retirement, absolutely nothing wrong, nothing wasted by diversifying and taking an approach like this. Not a bad strategy at all. Look at this, consider this kind of approach perhaps for your situation, and you'll plan stronger.
When it comes to finding a financial advisor you can trust, do you know the right questions to ask? David Holland has written a popular book that can help, and it's called How to Get Great Advice and Avoid Scams. David has crammed his experience and insider knowledge about advisors and how they operate into this popular book. Visit Amazon.com to order your copy. Or if you want to meet one-on-one with David to talk about your financial goals and concerns, he'll give you a free copy of his book with no cost, no obligation. The number to call for your appointment with David is 671-PLAN. That's 671-PLAN, or visit planstronger.com.
Hi there, you're back. Good. I've got another reader question for you. This one's a great one. I have to say, it's really, really, really good. You ready? All right, reader of my column writes in, I had some questions after reading your recent columns on annuities. Maybe your readers also are wondering. Number one, that's a multi-part question here, so hold on. If a financial product can only offer a maximum of 2 to 3% of a guaranteed return, wouldn't it be easier to get a long-term CD at the bank? And then part two, what happens if the fees are more than the interest earned? Is this possible? That's from Mom. Mom's keeping track of my columns and keeping me straight. So thank you, Mom, for that. So let me answer Mom's question. The first part is, wouldn't it be easier to get a long-term CD? Well, there's two parts to that question. And of course, you know what I'm probably going to say. There's a yes and a no. So the yes part is, yes, of course, Mom. It would be much easier just to pick up a guaranteed 3% on something safe and be done. No need to explore financial products. No need to be bothered with financial advisors. No need to spend the time, go down to the bank, pick up the 3% or more CD and be finished. At the time we're doing this program in 2015, such is not the case. Not available. So because of that, we have to work a little harder and look at other alternatives. You know, once upon a time, back in the 80s, and many of my clients and prospective clients I meet with remember those interest rates. Yep, they were available, not today. So we have to work a little harder. Part two is, no, it's not quite that easy as it relates to getting a guaranteed return on the financial product. So let me explain. There are products that will offer a guaranteed return. They could be, again, at time of this program, they can be in that 2 to 3% range. Not many of them around. The choices are pretty limited. And most of the time, we have to look for products that will give you a higher potential, but the rate is not guaranteed. So if you're looking for a true guaranteed rate of return, where the principal, and to make that guaranteed rate of return a real guaranteed rate of return means that you're going to have to get your money back. So it can't be that you buy a something where, oh, well, the return is 7% a year, and that's assured. You're going to get that, but you might not get your principal back. You're not really getting a 7% return on your money unless you know you're going to get your money back, and you can't know that until you get your money back. So it's not really fair to call that a 7% guaranteed return. So when we talk about getting a 3% guaranteed return, you have to start with the principal being guaranteed. There's not much of that available, certainly not beyond 3 that I have found. If you know of one, tell me about it, okay? But in today's world, you can get principal guarantees, but when you start trying to get more than those modest 2 to 3% returns, you have to give up the predictability. You have to give up the guarantee of that return. I'm not saying you have to give up a guarantee of principal. You have to give up a guarantee of getting a guarantee of return. So for example, there are, since Mom was asking about the annuities in particular, there are annuities that will give you a protection of your principal. Okay, check, got that. But number two, to get the higher return, it's going to vary. It might be if, and it's usually tied to some sort of stock market index, or it could be a bond index or something else. But it's usually tied to some sort of indicator of overall market activity or economic activity. So in order to get those higher returns, it's going to vary because those market indicators, the index or whatever it may be, they're going to vary. So what that means when all is said and done is it means that you might have a year where you make 5%, you might make 8%, you might make 2%, you might make as high as 10, but there's going to be also years where you're going to make a zero, where you made nothing. Again, your principal secure, and any earnings you have along the way each year get locked in, but if you have a bad year, there's going to be nothing to add. So that's the trade-off. That's the bird in hand for two in the bush. And I'm talking about apples to apples. Yes, if you can pick up a 2 or 3% fixed guaranteed return for a specific number of years, fine. But right now, that's not available from the bank. You have to look at some of the other financial products, and that's primarily offered by insurance companies in the form of annuities. If you want higher than that, then you have to give up the predictability of the returns. It's going to vary. Now, if you want higher returns and you don't want to use an annuity-based program, now we're talking about something very different. We're talking about bonds, fixed income securities. We're talking about things that can give you a higher return, but, and it's a big but your principal is at risk. And we'll be talking more about this on other programs, but the point is you can't have it all. You have to pick which of those are important. Now, it's easy with some of these products to get confused. That's why I'm glad At Mom asked the question. It's easy to get confused about them because there is a lot of complexity. Some of these financial products can be complicated. And I'll be very candid with you. I have been disappointed with the financial industry and how poorly it is communicated. Some of these products are communicated to the consumer. It creates a lot of unnecessary confusion. Part of that is because some insurance agents, who are the ones that offer annuities, you have to be a licensed annuity agent. You may be independent or they may work for a particular company, but they have to be licensed to offer these products. And there are a lot of them that don't understand these products themselves, or they have been poorly trained. So I saw, for example, a prospective client came in to meet with me the other day, asked for a second opinion on their finances. They have an annuity that they were told, they heard loud and clear. They even showed me some of the paperwork that the agent had shared with them that made it look like they were earning a guaranteed 7% return each year with protection of their principal. Can my eyebrows go any higher? No, not available in the marketplace. Not true. Not true, not true, not true. The annuity has a rate of return that varies. This 7% that they thought they were getting is really just part of a complicated formula for figuring out how much income they can have in the future. It's basically an increasing value that's used to calculate what they can draw as income. It's a phantom. It's not real income. It's not real return. It's not interest as you and I think about it. It's really part of a formula to calculate future return. Their real returns that they were earning, a couple of percent. Okay, here we are again, couple of percent. And they were paying fees, were not told about the fees, did not know about the fees. And guess what? The fees had eaten up most of the interest that they had actually earned. So welcome to my world. This is some of my frustration sometimes that you're going to hear about, that the financial industry as a whole doesn't always do the best job explaining the product or even equipping the people that are supposed to explain it and know it well to the consumer. So understand that there is no free lunch. There's always something that you have to give up to get what you're looking for, or it might require multiple products. But doing that, putting the products together, using them in combination, that will help you plan stronger.
Since 1997, David Holland has built a solid reputation in our local community as an independent financial advisor. Just as important, Holland Financial's professional team has grown to include 3 experienced certified financial planners, a tax accountant, an attorney, 3 chartered financial consultants, accredited asset management specialists, and certified annuity specialists. Our attentive and professional staff gives prompt and individualized attention to each and every one of our clients. Count on Holland Financial for your financial advice, not only for today, but for many years to come. Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us online at planstronger.com.
Welcome back. Another reader question for you. They're popular these days. I like that. People read my column and they have questions and I get to share them with you, and that makes for interesting commentary. So here we are. All right, here's my question that comes from a yield-starved investor. That's not really their name. Of course, you know, I changed it. But when people write into me, I always change the name when I talk about their question. An advisor told me, ready? An advisor told me he can get me a 5% guaranteed return with no risk. What do you think? Well, what do you think? You already know what I'm going to say, right? Maybe not. All right, so here was my advice to the reader, and I'm just going to give you a quick read of this because it's spot on what I want to share with you today. Ask for everything in writing. Earning a 5% guaranteed return on your investment is unheard of in today's interest rate environment. Now, if you add some risk, you might get 5% return, but it won't be guaranteed. Many fixed annuities are available with a 5% income payout where you're going to get 5% of your money for the rest of your life. And if you live longer than that, your original amount, then the insurance company is going to have to pay you and keep paying you as part of the deal. But that's not the same as getting a 5% return. With all that said, if anyone can get you a high return with no risk or says that they can, I'll bet you it's a fraud. That was my response to the reader. There's just no such thing as a high return with no risk. You know, there's a reason why the beaten path is beaten for a reason. When you get off the path, you get out in the woods, what's out there? Lions, tigers, and bears, oh my. Okay, that's where the bad stuff happens. I'll go look for exotic returns. Let me go get on this plane and take a briefcase of money to Zimbabwe because the guy can get me 5,000,000% on my money. Yeah, come on. We have to be realistic. So there is no such thing as a high guaranteed return with no risk. Throw in some liquidity and you're really talking about fantasy land. Some of these things that exist in the marketplace, I'll be fair here. Sometimes financial people, you know, they get a little too excited about the products. They drink a little too much of the company Kool-Aid. They get just too enthused. Maybe they just get too much into convincing people and selling people. Maybe they're desperate. All those things can be reasons why they oversell products. You know, there are a lot of good financial products available from a whole variety of different institutions, but they don't need to be sold to people. So I'm back on my soapbox a little bit. I'll try not to stay there long, but the point is that these products, if you find the right one for you, you work with an independent advisor, somebody that doesn't have somebody telling them what to do, somebody that can put your interests first, they can help you sort through these products. Okay, so that's my soapbox comment. But the point is there are real frauds out there as well. I've had people come in and say, yep, that's what the guy told me. Yep, that's what she said. I'm going to get this return. I look at it. It's not guaranteed. Or worse yet, unfortunately, although I'm glad it's rare, unfortunately, there are people that I've seen who have been victims of flat out fraud. So the regulators call this, they have a name for it. They call it high yield investment programs. I have to read it to you because it's kind of a wordy word combination. HYIPs is what they call it. I don't think we need the acronym. We'll just call them high yield investment programs. It's just as much work. What these things are is they're unregistered investments. They are touted, sold to people by unlicensed individuals. And they are, you see them on a lot of websites and social media. Some of the ones out there have pulled in huge amounts of money, suckered people in, and taken advantage of people. And they use social media. They use investors to get more investors. There's some very specific characteristics I'll share with you. And again, this is right from the regulators. I look to FINRA, who is one of the big regulators of advisors, and they do a lot of consumer watchdog advocacy. FINRA.org is the website you can go to for more information. FINRA.org is the website. FINRA.org. Okay, so here are some tips right from the regulator's website about the fraud. And one of the ones that they talked about was many of these are Ponzi schemes, ultimately, where the money you put in, it's gone, and they use other people's investors' money to give you something that looks like a return on your money, which is just a shell game. So here are some of the characteristics of a fraud. Number one, abnormally high returns. Hello, if you have really, really, really high returns, or you're being told you have really, really high returns, that's a warning sign, okay? Some of these funds, the one in particular that FINRA talked about, was called the Genius Fund. How ironic is that, right? And they took in, the investors lost $400 million before it was shut down. All right, so the Genius Fund, for example, promised a 36 to 40%, ready, daily return. I mean, come on, the stock market averages, what, 10% or so a year historically? Some years being more, some years being less, but that's kind of a long-term average. 40% a day, really? How do I sign up for that? Number two, unclear methodologies. The websites or the other places where these high-yield investment programs tout their opportunity for you, usually they're the discussion of how they do what they do, the secret sauce, it's very vague. Now, of course, they'll say we can't tell anybody because we don't want them to do what we're doing. And, you know, once you sign up, we'll tell you exactly how we do what we do. Uh-huh. And number three, intentional anonymity. It's very hard to find information about who the people are that are running this fund, where it is, how to get in touch with them. It's all very vague. Hush, hush, secret, secret. You know what? Come on. Reputable financial organizations spend a lot of time, energy, and money making sure you know exactly how to get a hold of them. Not hard. All right, number four, predictably, a lot of these things are foreign. Because, you know, we have to go overseas to find something good. You know, it's really that very basic concept that all of us know from a very early age, that this idea that the grass is somehow always greener on the other side of the fence. I can almost reach it. If I could just get a little further, I could get that really great thing. It's always foreign, always hard to get to, almost always exotic. Nobody knows about it. And number five, which is really nasty, ready? There are what we call insidious incentives. Very often, these high-yield investment programs, this area where you find frauds and scams, Ponzi schemes, see it sometimes with multi-level marketing as well, there is a strong incentive for existing investors or people involved to bring other people in. So they might get a bonus, a referral, a kickback, something for bringing and introducing somebody else to this wonderful investment. Look, if you really have really good investments or a really good product or have things that really work well for people, you know what? You don't have to advertise it very much. You know, there's an old saying, you have good dog food, the dogs are going to eat it. Okay, if something was that good, everybody would know about it. You know, some of the things you hear, the same things about medicines and things like that. I could go on and on about this. I'm going to stop, but tell you, please be very careful, and that will help you plan stronger.
Today's edition of Real Money Radio has been brought to you by Holland Financial, conveniently located on Granada Boulevard in Ormond Beach. Could you benefit from a one-on-one confidential conversation with David Holland, or would you like a second opinion to make sure that you're on the right track? Call Holland Financial at 671-PLAN or visit us at planstronger.com to schedule your no-obligation consultation. David looks forward to discussing the financial issues that matter most to you. The host of Real Money Radio, David Holland, is a certified financial planner with over 20 years of experience. And because David provides advice to clients on a daily basis, his hyperactive compliance department wants us to tell you that David Holland is an investment advisor representative of Holland Advisory Services, a registered investment advisory firm. He offers insurance and annuity products through Holland Insurance Services. Commentary given during this radio program should not be considered investment, insurance, tax, or legal advice. Views expressed concerning specific securities are not an offer to buy or sell. Investment advice and planning services can only be given after an analysis of an individual situation and only where Holland Advisory Services is registered or exempt from registering. Real Money Radio is produced by Holland Productions.